All right, friends, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. This is the Overcomers Broadcast. I want to welcome you to come on in today. Very excited about being with you today. I'm going to talk to you today about the key of overcoming. The key of overcoming, one of the many keys of overcoming. The key that I want to speak to you about today is the key of thanksgiving. The key of thanksgiving, or the key of gratitude, either way. Will work. The key of gratitude, the key of thanksgiving. David made a statement. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He goes further and he says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Now, David's life was far from perfect, but David had some key principles in his life that he practiced, and he perfected them, really. Nobody had as great a revelation on praise as David. David is always talking about praise. Well, praise is an attitude of thanksgiving. It's an attitude of gratitude. The Bible says, let us come, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Let's enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Praise is a very powerful instrument. It's very powerful. First of all, I look at my praise as a weapon. It is a weapon. My praise is a weapon. When I get attacked by the devil, when I go through certain things in life and hardships, difficulties, tests, trials, whatever, instead of moaning and groaning and complaining, which is very easy to do and very natural to do, I make the determination that I will praise God. Not because it's what I want it to be, the circumstances are what I want them to be, but because God is good, because he's worthy of praise. Isn't it interesting that the person in the Bible who had the greatest revelation on praise also had the greatest revelation on the goodness of God? Nobody talked more about the goodness of God than David. David was completely overwhelmed and overtaken by the goodness of God. He's continually talking about the goodness of God, how good God is. God is good. And I believe that that revelation that he received concerning the goodness of God was tied directly to his revelation of praise. In other words, gratitude or thanksgiving is the seed for more. It's the seed for more. And as I'm thankful and grateful for the things that I have and for the things that God has done, God is inclined to do more for me. Hallelujah. The more thankful I am and the more grateful I am, the more thanksgiving and the more thankful attitude I show toward God, the more inclined God is to bless me, to meet other needs of my life, to heal me if I need healing. Many times through praise and thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, needs will be met in your life without even asking. Just the simple, and I call it simple, but it's not really simple. It's a choice that you must make. But just the fact and the decision to manifest an attitude of gratitude toward God opens the door to his abundance, to his blessings, to the richness of his blessings coming into your life. And many times, things that you need in your life will come to you just because you were thankful, just because you demonstrated an attitude and manifested an attitude of gratitude. It is a very key, very powerful key in an overcomer's life. It is magnetic. Thanksgiving, thankfulness, gratitude, it's magnetic. It attracts God. God is attracted to thankful people. Now, of course, Realms, God bless you. Good to see you come in today. I am speaking to primarily to believers because I'm a believer in Christ. I'm a follower of Christ. So I'm speaking primarily to them today. But the reality is thanksgiving and thankfulness works in any sphere of life. It will work for anybody. Anybody that is thankful will have more opportunities in life than an unthankful person. Anybody who manifests an attitude of gratitude will have more open doors than people who are always murmuring and grumbling and complaining and always down in the dumps and always critical, judgmental. I'm telling you, whether you're a follower of Christ or not, an attitude of gratitude is powerful. It works. It works. It's attractive. People want to be around thankful people. People want to be around people who are expressive in their gratitude. I have so many things to thank God for today. I could take up our whole time today just thanking God for all the things that He's done for me. Number one, He saved me. Hallelujah. If He didn't do anything else, that's enough to praise Him for the rest of my life. That God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believed on Him as my Lord and Savior, and now I have eternal life living on the inside of me. I'm going to live forever with the Lord. Hallelujah, that's enough to praise Him for the rest of my life. But then He sent me the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the power of God, living on the inside of me, giving me power to live a life over, above the power of darkness, the power of sin. The Holy Spirit gives me power to put sin and sickness and disease and the devil underneath my feet. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome the world, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. The greater one lives on the inside of me by the power of the Holy Spirit. The greater one has taken up residence in me, greater than sickness, greater than disease, greater than fear, greater than depression, greater than anxiety, greater than stress. He lives on the inside of me. Oh, I've been healed. I'm telling you, I've been healed. I know what it is to be sick, and I know what it is to be healed. I know what it is to have God's power touch my body and heal my body and drive disorder and drive weaknesses and infirmities out of my body and bring health and wholeness and soundness into my body. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. I'm thankful today. I have an attitude of gratitude for all that God has done for me. What are you thankful for today? Let me ask you a question. Have you thanked God today? Have you expressed to Him your gratitude and your thankfulness for who He is, for what He has done in your life, for the very fact that He has taken up residence in you, that you have the promise of His presence with you every day? For He said, I will never leave you, and I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the age. Oh, I'm so grateful for the presence of God today. So thankful that He has chosen to abide with me. Hallelujah. He said in the book of John, He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Hallelujah. I'm the true vine. He that abides in me and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I don't know about you, my friends. I am so thankful today for the abiding presence of God. Hallelujah. And then let me just say, I'm thankful for His word. Matthew 4:4 said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm so thankful for His word today. His word is alive. Hallelujah. John 6:63, Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. God's words are not just printed words on paper. They are life. His words are life. God is in His words. Glory to God. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Oh, friend, the word of God is so powerful. There's healing in His word. There's deliverance in His word. There's power in His word. You know, Psalms 107:20 said, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Glory to God. Have you thanked Him for His word today? Have you thanked Him for His presence today? Have you thanked Him for Him leading you and guiding you? You know, one of the promises that He's given us is, I will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Glory. Have you thanked Him today that He is leading you? He's guiding you. He's helping you. The Holy Spirit is a helper. Glory to God. Jesus told us, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you another comforter, the Spirit of truth, and He will abide with you forever. He is the Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, Parakletos, the comforter, the one who comes alongside to help. He is there for you today to help you in whatever situation you might be facing today. He is there. Just praise Him. Give Him some praise today. Take a few minutes and just honor Him and manifest an attitude of gratitude, because I'm telling you, my precious friends, this is one of the greatest keys to the overcoming life, is maintaining an attitude of gratitude. Well, praise God. I'm so glad that you joined us today. I really hope that you were blessed by our broadcast today and this powerful key, the attitude of gratitude, the key of thankfulness. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.